For some reason, our guys just don't understand, or the pro-whites, I should say, just don't understand the effectiveness of not mixing the message in.
Well, see, I'm not in any argument here.
Mm.
My men's are out there.
Mm.
I've done more than I ever expected to do. It only took me 20 years here, or how many... this will be the 16th anniversary.
Yep.
So it's 16 years of fighting this damn thing, 11 of them by myself. So, you know, at this point, I've gone so far that there's nothing they can do. Those men are out there. The fact that they're being used by other people. I mean, all my life people have used. So I doubt it will hurt anything. In fact, I was a little surprised. Somebody, I think on one of these, if I try to find, I'm never able to find anything.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the links here, I think Jimmy was saying that he had given an interview and the interviewer had pulled the Jews out of it, which astonishes me because 10 years ago, you know, I brought all of these points I bring up. And if I had mentioned Jew once, that's all they'd talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Nazi, the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little weird. I follow the world rather than theory.
Mm-hmm.
And this completely threw me. Why would somebody take the Jews out in the mainline press? As I say, the reason that I was jumping on Jimmy was specifically because of what we've all run into. If you mention a Jew, that's all they're going to talk about.
Mm.
And I'm a little confused. You know,
well, it doesn't seem
changing.
Well, it doesn't seem very likely, and that was some time ago. So whether or not it's an accurate recount, that's what's, because you're right. Why would a media outlet, if you go and talk about Jews, why would they edit that out? They want to make you look like a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews.
Jimmy could never have gotten, if he had put a Jew anywhere on him, he wouldn't have gotten, you know, what coverage he got.
Mm.
Another person standing there saying the Jews did it.
Yeah.
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 The Jews are behind race mixing. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Even getting a local paper to take a picture of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was the fact that the message, the banner, was anti-racist as a code. Yeah, exactly.
And I really am contradicting myself, which I do a lot. But I'm, when I say, it's beginning to sound like I'm saying they have no right to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I start out with the beginning. Anybody who will use the meme, you know, I don't care if you're selling tomato soup.
Mm.
You know, so I've got to stick to it. And that makes it very confusing for people.
Mm.
Because they think, for example, this article I talked about the German 1932 election.
Mm-hmm.
Even you didn't understand it.
Mm-mm.
What it was, and the statistics of that election are so perfect, exactly, you don't get any exacts in politics.
Mm-hmm.
In 1932, exactly 1/6 of the Germans voted for the communists. Exactly half of them voted for the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an even split that you just don't, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also what nobody realizes is the reason that Hitler had to be given power was because between the Nazis and the communists, they had a bare majority.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody who was going to form a government would have to bring in the Nazis or the communists.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and the Nazis, the communists refused to compromise, and so they had no choice. That's what elected Hitler.
Mm.
It was the communist votes and the Nazi votes combined. Mm-hmm. Those elected Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is the political lesson. Nobody, I've never heard anybody mention it except in passing. But as an analysis of the election.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, anybody who voted communist, that was just as good as a Nazi vote.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If a few people less had voted communist, Hitler wouldn't have gone into power.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard anybody discuss that.
Mm.
Now, if you take, and again, I'm big on statistics and I'm fast on calculations, so I used to. So this hit me a long time ago. All right, we've got six German voters, the typical six.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are voting for Hitler. One is voting for the communists. Now the fella who is voting, all these, now the Jews do vote left. I mean, mm-hmm. that's all the way, I mean, that's not exactly an exposure, like I said, that mm-hmm. the founder of Commentary Magazine, a Jew,
mm-hmm.
you know, Commentary is Jewish conservative, and he said to most people, conservative Jew sounds mm-hmm. like an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but there are some of us, mm-hmm. you know. But the point is that if you look at the old Communist Party and all those, all Jewish,
mm-hmm.
they were on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they bunched to the left, what we would call all these years teaching politics. Anyway, a voting bloc. Yeah, they mm-hmm. were a voting bloc on the left. And they didn't vote social democratic, they voted communist. Now, here we come up with something that the ADL could really scream about if they wanted to, but I don't think they want to talk about it. The Jews who voted in that election were 1 in 4 non-Nazi votes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the number? Six, yep. two mm-hmm. Nazis.
Yep.
Well, there weren't many Jews among those.
Mm-hmm.
That left 1 in 4 Germans voting communists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to guarantee you that the Jews probably voted 2-1,
mm-hmm.
communists. They invariably take the furthest left alternative in voting. Now, there are conservative Jews and all that stuff. I mean, in fact, the ones who look most Jewish tend to be the most conservative ones,
mm-hmm.
Politically. What I'm saying is I can't tell you. I don't know if there's any figures. They weren't exactly taking polls back then, but every Jew who voted communist voted to put somebody in concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
He voted for somebody to have the secret police crash in their door. It was happening right there in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
They were voting to have a police state. And they had one in sight, right there, in Russia. Mm-hmm. They were voting for Stalin, a Stalinist state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody had any sense of irony, that's what they got.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what they voted for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they wanted other people in those concentration camps.
Yeah, and it ended up being them. Yeah.
Of those millions of Jews, or in Germany, hundreds of thousands of Jews and all of, it's just, they were, it's the absolute justice in a way.
Mm.
It's vicious justice that you vote for concentration camps and the terror, as Lenin called it, and they got it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the greatest example I know of. Be careful what you ask for.
Hmm. Yep.
Now, in fact, I would be willing to, since 1 in 4 non-Nazi votes there went for the communists, I'm willing to bet that, I mean, almost anybody would bet that a huge percentage of the Jews who ended up in concentration camps had voted for concentration camps.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Now, if I can get, I was afraid to write it down because everybody gets confused with the last debate and all that crap, and mm-hmm. I really had given it up. But if you can understand what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
here was somebody voting
mm-hmm.
one of the most vicious measures. You can't get a lot meaner than Stalin.
Mm-hmm. Not communism yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was no country like it in the world. You know, Mussolini looked like a, you know, a piece of spaghetti compared to Stalin.
Mm.
And they voted for everything Hitler did.
Mm. Yeah, because they voted for communism.
But not to them.
No, not with that, yeah. That's right, yeah.
And that's one of the greatest ironies in history.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did Hitler end up getting in then? If it was equal, you know, the Nazis.
I just told you.
So how did it end up going?
Well,
the communists.
Well, in order to get a majority, the majority of the vote was divided between the Nazis and the communists.
Right.
So in order to get a majority, you have to have part of that majority, either the Nazis or the communists.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to choose Hitler.
The communists? The communists had to choose him, no?
They were forming a government. In order to form a government, even in Australia, in order to form a government, you have to have a majority of the legislative branch.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of the legislative branch was communist and Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
As I said in the article, Hermann Göring was the Speaker of the House in the Reichstag because he had the largest party.
Mm-hmm.
One third of the parliament was Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
One sixth was communist. So if you're going to form a government, you just didn't have enough non-communists. It's called a majority, you know.
So they had to join with the communists? How did I don't get it. I don't understand how that I really don't get it.
They had to make the other parties in the first place when you come out they didn't have a government anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So President Hindenburg, there were several parties there, National Party and old Kaiserist parties and the Social Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for any party to form a government, to have a majority, he had to get the vote either of Hitler or the communists.
Mm-hmm.
So they chose Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. They had no choice. And in fact, he was the overwhelming majority of the ruling majority.
Mm.
You know, he had a third of the parliament, and they only needed half.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, you know, he was most of any coalition.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but that's the way, I guess, arithmetic does confuse people sometimes.
Well, it's more, I guess, it's probably more politics, you know, how those groups work, you know, how you have all these different, I guess in Australia, if I was to try and maybe understand it better, the Greens and all these other different parties, they get a smaller amount of votes, and then they put their votes to the party that they want them.
Then you have to form a majority.
They form the majority using those votes,
And they each, the majority, when that happens, as it does in many countries, for example, your Labour-Liberal combination in Britain, you have to get a majority of the parliament if you're going to have a government.
Yep.
So a lot of times it's a bidding contest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have 40%.
Mm-hmm.
We need the other 10.
Mm-hmm.
There's 60% out there. We would need one in six of those others.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start bargaining with them.
Yep.
You know, what will you take?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Greens say, well, we have to have a pigeon preservation program causing $10 trillion.
Yeah.
They'll say, well, what, you know.
Right, and to get them to buy their votes,
There's the drunk party that says lots and lots and lots of beer.
Yeah.
You know, cheapest guy you got.
Yeah.
You know,
and
the Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats have combined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, politics makes strange bedfellows. Forming a majority it happens in the United States.
Yeah.
But we really have two parties.
Yeah.
Most other countries, not that are new, having in other parties in the legislature.
Mm.
You know, Britain has just started doing that.
Yeah. Yes, yep.
Yeah. Because before
I think it was more trying to understand how you were tying that into the fact that the Jews voted for concentration camps and that. Well, they did it through.
I also finished the article saying, what happened to these super Jews?
Yeah.
These geniuses, these, you know, who can smell every wind and control everything.
Yeah.
These, political geniuses, intellectual giants.
Yeah.
They voted for concentration camps and they got concentration camps.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
So to me, this is, I guess humor has to be something that's obvious.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I guess it's a combination of history and politics, and definitely not my strong points.
Well, I hope somebody can get it.
Well, I think definitely with this now, this explains
it. Well, I hope so,
it.
Because I know we're going to have more people say, well, you said don't mention
Jews.
Jews,
you said don't mention, I knew
Jews.
That too.
That's
yeah.
why I put in at the end there.
Yeah.
Here are these geniuses.
Yeah.
You know. That manipulate everything.
Mm.
They were a bunch of damn fools.
Yeah.
You voting other people into concentration camps?
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean you deserve them?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whoever you are.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. The irony in that, yeah.
But, it'll be, I'm just, and it's going to make it very hard for me to write any articles if I can't. People can't give this crap up and just say Bible mentioned Jews when Jews come up.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I was talking to HD, and there's a difference between using white genocide to expose your Jews or the cause of white genocide is the Jews or whatever. In the way that you do it, you support or use examples, and if it includes Jews, it's to support and expose white genocide, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And that's what these, the anti-Semites, they love being anti-Semitic or whatever, and they just can't drop.
And it's the truth.
Yeah.
They say, well, it is true that Jews were leaders in that, in communism, everything, integration. I'm fully aware of that, but it's gone beyond that.
Mm. Exactly.
That's like trying to blame John Brown for integration. It's a little late. There was a civil war after that.
Yeah.
And screaming about Jews is, as I say, it's counterproductive. That's all.
Mm. Yeah.
They keep trying to find some sort of underlying mentality.
Mm.
Some underlying mentality here. I think it's stupid to throw away that point. The only reason we 50-something people got noticed was because we stayed off of any,
exactly.
not just the Jews, but any standard thing.
Mm-hmm.
These people decided to go nuts over Jews, but you could also go nuts over the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. Religion,
religion, like that religion page in science, science fiction, almost said Stormfront. And the Illuminati, the Carbonari, there's some group that meets in Belgium with the Belgian king. It's another one of these, root of all evil outfits, and the communist plot, which. Doesn't seem to be doing well.
No. The communist plot.
They were communists. Well, they were there.
Uh-huh.
It's just they were so unsuccessful.
Yeah.
But I mean, now trying to sell the communist plot is a little like trying to sell the Jewish conspiracy. It's just, times have changed and. You need to have something a little new. News, as that fellow that wrote that, Believe Me, I'm Lying.
Yep. Trust
me. He said, news has to be something new. And he said, that's the problem with world events. Damn little is new.
Yeah.
That's why these people have to go bananas. Because trying to twist reality into something interesting. I mean, we've all been trying that for about a million years.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to do.
No, yeah. Yeah.
I rub these sticks together and there's fire,
Yeah.
The first 1,000 times is is really something, but I wouldn't try to build a blog on it.
Now, you know? Yeah, exactly.
And that's essentially what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, the problem here is, if they use, there's nothing I can, first of all, accept morally. The mammon is not mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't copyright it. It's mm-hmm. too short. I mm-hmm. can't, you know. And that is why I warned people against the take your toys and go home type.
Mm-hmm.
Because once that kind of person normally, if he gave you his word, it's no good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Christian who's decided to, mm-hmm. quote, he's just changed his mind or he doesn't like you or...
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, well, actually, I happened to run into this Psalm
mm-hmm.
82 or,
yep.
you know, the speaking of Jesus that obviously applied exactly to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, I don't know you.
Yep.
These people have no honor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you avoid, why I try to, if they can be gotten rid of, I'll mm-hmm. insult them, I'll get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are dangerous, the ones who you think are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
If anything will turn them off, they will become deadly enemies. They will become utterly dishonest,
mm-hmm.
just vicious, nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And the only thing, the only way you can see what I mean is by going through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything you told them, they delight in things you told them. In you know, secrecy, you know, they say, "Well, you violated whatever mm-hmm. it is this time,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm going to violate this." Mm-hmm. Hardy har har.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, the only thing you can do is be sure you don't have any secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
can hurt you.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's exactly what you've always said. Is we're open book. You know, we're not hiding anything.
Well, you can't mm-hmm. you can't put a group together. You can't put a group together that you're desperately trying to keep something secret.
Mm. Yeah.
So.